Now time for a locker room chat with Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson after a tough loss to a very good Linden team. And, Coach, your overall thoughts on that game?
I thought we came out really well and competed. We took our first drive right down the field and scored. And really, you know, through halfway through the second quarter, we played really well. We were right there with them. And we just, you know, took a few gambles that we thought we needed to take, and they didn't pan out for us. And a couple turnovers really let that game get away from us. But, you know, overall, I'm happy with how we competed against a really good football team. And I think this game is going to serve us well moving forward.
And in terms of the game script, this was a lot more pass-heavy. That was certainly planned. Your thoughts on the way Wes was able to navigate the pass defense from Linden last week?
Well, they gave us a look that we'd never seen before on film and weren't really expecting. And I thought he had an okay game. He was under a pressure, you know, probably more than he has been, and had to make a lot of throws off the run. We were able to hit some big plays in the passing game. Three of our four touchdowns through the air were, you know, probably 20 to 30 plus yards. And so we were able to hit some big plays that allowed us to keep it close for a while.
And what does that say about your guys' team that you could still have some success on offense against such a really good Linden team?
Yeah, like I said, I thought we played really well and we had a good game plan, and we might not have executed as well as possible. And I think their size and strength kind of wore us down a little bit later in that first half, and kind of took its toll on us. But you know, a lot of positives we took from that game for sure. And like I said, it's only going to help us moving forward.
Here with Frankfort head coach Nick Anderson. And I feel like a broken record when I keep bringing up Carter Olson, but he is just, he's just a baller. I mean, 6 catches, 114 yards, 3 touchdowns. Tell us about him.
Yeah, he is. The connection that him and Wes have right now is pretty special. There's a lot of trust, you know, in throwing him the ball. And the same way with the play caller, I got a lot of trust in calling his number. And it's kind of funny, before the game and during warm-ups, I said, you know, it's going to be tough to, you know, to keep your streak going and things like that. And he kind of smiled and winked at me, and sure enough, he comes up with another big game and makes some big plays. And just really enjoy Carter, and I'm happy for him that he's seeing the success that he is.
That's awesome. Just like the K-State Wildcats, the Frankfort Wildcats have some dudes. Let's go and take a break, and we'll come back with more from Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson in just a bit. Back here on the locker room chat with Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson ahead of their game against Donovan West, a team that's probably going to throw quite a few different looks at you than what Linden did.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's a younger team. I'm not sure they have a senior on their roster. They have a new coach, and, you know, from what I've seen on film, maybe trying to, you know, find their identity a little bit. And so it'll be interesting to see what they throw at us. You know, that's the good thing with the three teams that we played up to this point. They all were a little different. So we've seen, you know, a lot of different looks. So I feel like we'll be prepared. But anytime you got to go on the road and travel in this league, anything can happen. So we definitely got to continue to prepare and be ready for a tough test on Friday.
And not just the league, but also a district matchup as well. Coach, kind of looking at your guys' schedule for district play, what are your overall impressions?
You know, it's going to be a dogfight every week. It's that way in league play. And obviously in this district, I would say this district is, you know, as tough as any district that there is out there. So, you know, you just got to manage it game by game and go from there and, you know, try to get wins when you can.
And, Coach, as I'm talking with Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson, I would argue that your toughest tests for district play are coming at the very end. And your thoughts on the way that kind of played out, to have some of the games where you can kind of ease into your more challenging games with Axel Hanover at the end of the schedule?
You know, I guess one could say that, but I kind of look at it, they're all weighted the same. They all mean the same in the win-loss column. And that's how we're going to attack it. You know, if you can find a way to get a few wins here early and kind of solidify your spot in the postseason, and then really dig in deep for those last couple and try to improve your seeding is, like I said, one way you could look at it. But we're staying day by day and one game at a time, and we're going to win as many of them as we can.
All right, good stuff. Hoping to get back to their winning ways this week against Donovan West. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
That was Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.